On the line with us from Washington is Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me on.
You bet. Hey, I tell you, it's been pretty busy the last few months up in Washington. Of course, it's always busy up there, but new administration, a lot of things happening. Of course, the biggest issue right now, the economy, and I tell you, is it going to get better?
I hope the economy is going to get better. You're right that, as Dale Bumpers used to say, he said, we got more poured out than we can smooth over. And that's kind of how it is up here. We do have a lot going on. I mean, everything from the economy, which is a huge challenge, to some of our foreign policy issues like Afghanistan and Iraq, obviously, are huge. And, you know, Iran's shooting missiles and North Korea's being belligerent, you know, those kind of things. But also, we've got the detainee issue down at Guantanamo that we're still trying to sort out from the previous administration. So we do have our hands full. I think the good news is with the economy is that we're starting to see some glimmers of hope. There's still bad economic news coming, but it seems like the bad news is slowing down, and it seems like the good news is starting to come through. And I think what everybody needs to be prepared for is as we go through this recovery over the next, you know, 6 months, year, 2 years, however long you consider it a recovery, the recovery is not going to be evenly distributed all around the country, and it's also not going to be evenly distributed in every sector of the economy. So you may have something like trucking that gets better, you know, soon, we hope, but then again, something like agriculture may, you know, not, you know, be as quick or something like that. So housing is one thing you look at. Healthcare is another thing. So you look at all these areas and, you know, hopefully you'll see good broad-based recovery, but it's probably going to be a little spotty, especially this year.
Tell us, and you just mentioned Guantanamo Bay just a few moments ago. Of course, there's the proposal to shut it down. I'm not sure about the funding situation right now at their vote this week, but there has always been that rumor, of course, since 1980 when we had the Cuban refugees come to Fort Chaffee. Is there an outside possibility of the detainees being brought to Arkansas, Fort Chaffee, or anywhere in the state of Arkansas?
I doubt it very seriously. The status on that is that, you know, Guantanamo remains open for now. It's been open, you know, of course, for a long, long time, for decades. But it remains open for now. The previous administration, in the last couple of weeks of the administration, they recommended that it close. President Obama has followed suit on that, and he wants to see it closed. The problem is right now there's not a plan. And yesterday, by an overwhelming vote, the Senate voted to not close it and not fund the closure of it until we have a plan. Now, that's actually being worked on right now. There's a task force that the Obama administration pulled together several weeks ago to look at Guantanamo and to really sort out what we need to do there. And this is it's more complicated than it sounds, because we have a lot of detainees there that we truly don't know a lot about. A lot of them have been sitting down there for 5 years. They've never been charged with anything. Believe it or not, in some cases there hasn't been a lot of effort to really try to get down to the bottom of what they've been involved with, what they've been doing, and, you know, why they're in there. So I think what you have there is a mix. I think you have some of those detainees who are clearly terrorists, who are out there trying to do harm, who are bad people, you know, and you let them go and you got a big problem. So you got that class, and then you kind of have a sort of a spectrum all the way across the board to where some people probably shouldn't have been there in the first place. But they're there now, and just because of various circumstances, they've been there for years. So there's a lot of legal issues you have to sort out, and then you have to sort out what to do with them. My guess is eventually some of these detainees will end up in the U.S., my guess is in maximum security prisons. We don't have a maximum security prison in Arkansas. I don't think you would ever see them go to a place like Fort Chaffee or one of the other places that have been used in years past, because the threat is too great with these folks. And one thing we actually passed yesterday in an amendment on the floor is to do a specific threat assessment on each one of the detainees. And you would think we would already have that, but we don't. And so there's several boxes that need to be checked before we know what we're going to do with all these people.
We were talking about the economic stimulus and things like that, the economy. One of the big issues, and I know Congressman Bozeman was speaking to a transportation subcommittee yesterday, and that's Interstate 49. The funding for that, I believe it's $400 million is what it would take in the 3rd Congressional District, $1 billion to get it completed in Arkansas. The number of jobs it would create, not only on the construction side of things, but also for economic development along the areas of that I-49 corridor. What's the possibility of getting that funded in the next 5 years or so?
I think you have a very high possibility of getting part of it funded. And I think that Congressman Bozeman and I, as well as Congressman Ross and Senator Lincoln and the whole delegation, we're all going to work very hard to get as much funding as we possibly can. You're right, it's expensive. This is new highway. It's not like repaving or resurfacing or, you know, reworking, you know, one bridge or whatever. This is new construction, and some of it is very, very expensive, like $11 million a mile or more in some cases. So it can be very expensive. We're working on it. It's our top priority. We're trying very, very hard to get as much funding as possible. We're going to have a new highway bill hopefully this year. I mean, we've been so busy with the stimulus and the omnibus and all this other stuff we've been working on, but we are going to try very hard to get a transportation bill done this year. And what I'm going to try to do is make sure in the formulas and in the various accounts and funds that we have ample money to make a huge dent in the needs on I-49. So, listen, I can't promise that we're going to get it all done, but I can promise that we're going to try very hard.